Albayan Radio presents Practical Explanations of Commonly Recited Suwar, presented by Shaykh Naseem Abdi.
Bismillah walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Amma ba'd, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters. We are still speaking about the verses of Allah Azza wa Jal that are commonly recited, and we are still at the end of Surah Al-Fatiha with the last verse, Surah Al-Ladina An'amta Alayhim, غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. And we are speaking about those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with and whom He has blessed. مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين. From those whom Allah Azza wa Jalla has blessed, as He mentioned in other parts of the Quran, from the prophets and the truthful ones and the right and the martyrs and the righteous ones. This is, again, very important that we understand. Why? So that we can look into the lives of these people and see what they've done that earned them the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and earned them the paradise, so that we can follow in their footsteps. And we spoke in the previous episode of following the beliefs of the prophets. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came to us and he taught us A to Z of our religion and A to Z of how to be and what to believe and what acts of worship we should do and what we should stay away from, etc. And the number one mirror that is incumbent upon the believers to follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in is the matter of belief, the matter of iman, the matter of aqidah. And we mentioned that this matter is so important that after it comes all the other good deeds, the praying, the fasting, etc. After it comes all of the other good deeds. And if a person has a deficiency in his belief, it could lead him to the extent that his good deeds do not become accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather they can become rejected. So, after we spoke about the importance of belief, we move on now to the matters of ibadah, the matters of acts of worship, and the importance of following the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his acts of worship. Now, the amount or the quality of the actions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to be impossible to reach, and we know this. He was a special person, and he was the most righteous, and he had the greatest ability to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, etc. But the way in which he worshipped, we need to follow. The way in which he worshipped, we need to follow. As he said, صَلُّ كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي أُصَلِّ. As an example, pray as you have seen me pray. And we mentioned the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يَحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Say, if you love Allah, then follow me. Then and only then will Allah Azza wa Jalla love you. So it is important that the Muslim follows the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if a person wants to follow a way other than the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then for him is the hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ أَحْتَثَ فِي أَمْرِنَا هَذَا مَا لَيْسَ مِنْهُ فَهُوَ رَدْ. Whoever implements a way other than our way, then it is to be rejected. And if a person does an act of worship and it is not in accordance to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah Azza wa Jal will not reward that person. Rather, it's not from the hadith, but it's from the understanding of the hadith, rather a person can actually become sinful. A person can try and do an act of worship, but it was incorrect. It was incorrect and he could become sinful because of it. Yes, if a person does something intentionally wrong, knowing that it's wrong, then he could very well be sinful, sometimes not even intending to be wrong, but because of his ignorance and his lack of asking and seeking knowledge, he could also be held responsible for his actions. So the matter of following the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is extremely important. And he came and he showed us in a lot of detail how a person needs to worship Allah, what actions he needs to fulfill, etc. And so all a person needs to do is follow that. The way the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed, how he prayed, the types of prayer that he prayed, what he allowed to be flexible, what he allowed to be strict, etc. And all of that comes through seeking knowledge. All of that comes through seeking knowledge. You can pray like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed, as the scholars have passed on from his time to our time. And this is going to, when you do it properly, not only be more rewarding, but also allow you to get more khushu in your prayer, more concentration in your prayer. The reading of the Quran has rules. The Quran is not just simple Arabic, but rather there are rules to the reading of the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught the companions taught their students, and he continues on. Times to fast, times to make dua, times to say certain adhkar, the way to wear the hijab. So many things The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us from acts of worship, which are very important for us to learn and to implement and to follow in his footsteps. The way for us to love Allah, as we mentioned, is to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to follow his sunnah. And so the more you love Allah, and the more you want your love of Allah to increase, then it is upon you to study and to spend time with the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is how you increase in love with Allah azza wa jalla. It's circular. You want the love of Allah, it's through the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You want to increase the love of Allah azza wa jalla, you do it through the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The more time you spend, the more effort you put, the more that love will grow. Not only that, but as the scholars say, if you want to see the love of Allah upon you, then look at how much of the sunnah he's guided you to implement. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us from those that he truly loves, and those that truly love him, and those that truly follow in the footsteps of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.